was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up jitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
That was a big finish. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
This is Punks and Parkas.
Yes.
This is on 101.5.
UMFM.
And this is Captain Dan.
This is DJ Penny Lane.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Yes.
Lovely, cold, snowy, probably.
Oh, god damn, it's cold
thirsty
up there.
So bad. I mean, there's so much hope in February, but there's so much bleakness. It's like, you know, spring is literally around the corner.
Yeah, it's literally a month away.
It's a month away. Like, we're in, we're, if this was a race, this is when we'd be, like, seeing the finish line. But this is also where, like, if you were in Super Mario Brothers, like, somebody would throw a freaking tortoise shell at you last minute.
Yep, that's where this is. Snow situation is bleak.
There's
a lot of snow.
So much snow in this city. Like,
I was saying, flood forecast is looking pretty bad.
So it's going to be, you know, what was I saying yesterday to you? I'm like, so we've had plagues.
Yep.
What's next? Like, locusts? The four horsemen of the apocalypse? Like,
oh, God, I hope not.
What's coming? Anyway.
A lot of crazy stuff. That's what's
coming. A lot of
crazy.
So, we're here. We're fine. Got some news coming up later on about possible return to UMFM.
Yep.
This is maybe happening. For now, we're still in February.
Yes.
But February is Black History Month.
It is.
And we decided the last couple of shows in the month we would play tribute to some of the fantastic Black artists that have created music and been kind of, you know, the reason a lot of music exists. Can you get the cat out of the chocolate? Sorry. This is, get a kitten, they said.
It'll It'd be fun, they said.
He's funny. Anyway, so last show was very R&B, soul, Motown.
Yep.
And we tried to play a different side this show.
So. Which I found really difficult because I was pulling more like from Whitney Houston, Diana Ross, all the big names that.
And you're right. Like we were talking about, you're like so there are so many big names in R&B and soul and
that were influential.
For
Black music.
It's very hard to find. it's very hard to find. Well, it's not hard to find, but if you're not familiar, I guess it's. I don't want to say it's hard to find. You overlook it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize until I was doing research that one of the bands I love, the Gorries, had a Black singer.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I don't know why I didn't realize that, but, you know, things like that. So, you did the first half.
Yes.
And then you got stuck. And you passed it over to me. And it just so happens you didn't think of any of the ones that I thought up with the top of my head. So, we got a good show for you.
Yeah.
How about you tell us what we played?
Started off with one of the guitar masters.
Oh, man.
Of the 20th century.
Yep.
Jimi Hendrix.
Guitar God.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah. Which one do we play? Purple Haze.
Purple Haze.
Yeah.
And then we follow that up with Chuck Berry, like one of the rock and roll founding fathers.
Totally.
And we finish it off with Little Richard, the same thing. One of those founding fathers of rock and roll.
Right? So many people like name drop Chuck Berry and Little Richard like as influences. Even people you sometimes don't even think about.
Like the Beatles.
David Bowie. Yeah. Some of those glam rockers are like, oh man. Little Richard?
Yeah, he was like one of the first glam rockers.
Yeah.
He was always with the makeup and the.
Exactly. And a lot of them are like. It's so weird when you draw these things back, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's next?
Coming up next, we got some Ike and Tina.
Oh, man.
Proud Mary.
So good. Here we go.
You know, every now and then I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're gonna take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're gonna do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary. To the story now. Left a good job in the city, working for my man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worried about the way the things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, ooh, the Proud Mary keep on. Rolling, yeah. rolling, rolling, yeah,
rolling,
rolling on a river,
rolling on the river.
Thank you.
I said, Mama, you want right now? Question, hold on. Yeah!
To me, that baby talk. I like it like that. When you talk like that, you knock me dead. Let all my feet. How, 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 how. Talk that talk and whisper in my ear. Tell me she love me. I love that talk, that baby talk. She knocks me dead right off my feet. How, 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 how. Yeah, yeah. My baby.
welcome back.
Punks and Parkas.
101.5.
You're my fan.
Yes. So I'm Penny Lane. We got Captain Dan. We got our kitten getting into some serious crap
over there.
Whatever. And welcome to the show.
Yes.
It is a tribute to some amazing black artists.
Yep.
We did last show focused on more of the soul, R&B, funk black artists. And this show we tried to play some other stuff.
Yeah.
So
mostly on the rock side.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. Yeah. I think so. So we started that one off with I Can Tina Turner.
Yes.
With Proud Mary.
Lenny Kravitz, always on the run.
I was just saying to you, like, while we were doing that, he's just such a cool guy.
Yeah. He reminds me of Hendrix, if Hendrix was.
Yeah. You know. Like if Hendrix was now. Yeah. I always thought that too. Yeah. Cool guy.
We'll start off with one of the kings of blues or guitar, Johnny Lee Hooker.
Yes, that's such a great one. I saw that on the list. I was like, oh, perfect. Like, super influential.
Booker T, Time is Tight.
Love me some Booker T.
That's where we ended
That's where we ended up, because we were trying to decide.
We were trying to decide if we want to play the next track next or we want to wait.
I think waiting's good. I think waiting's good for this one because it's an important song.
Yeah, it is.
But before we get there, it's been like almost 2 years since we've been in the station at UMFM.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's very crazy.
It's so funny. Like, I have a very minor day surgery. Like, I'm fine. But it's been pushed off for, like, almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
So it's a little weird to start talking about these things. But they're talking about lifting. Well, they're not talking about it. Our mask mandate is going to be lifted March 15th, I believe, is the date.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. And with that came the discussion from the powers that be at UMFM about possibly returning to the station to do the show live. So we may be going back.
Yeah.
It's looking more positive. There's still some things the station needs to work out, I believe, and just want to make sure everybody's vaxxed, got our, you know, credentials in. How do you feel about going back to the station?
I actually want to get back in the studio.
Do you?
Yeah.
Eh?
I miss it. It was fun.
It is fun.
Sitting there trying to make sure you press the button at the right time, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to have to figure out how to do the show because we don't have the iPad anymore.
No.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy. Whole new world. Whole new world of fun. No, we'll be fine. But, yeah, it's the pressure. I don't even know how to use the booth, man, to be honest.
Just press the button when you're ready to talk. Press the button when you're done talking.
The first few shows back are going to be cluster.
Yeah.
So forgive us, but we'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of excited to go back. It was a fun, like, you know, you're getting old when, like, getting home at 10:30 is late. Like, that's the only thing, right? Just getting home at 10:30.
This way we can do like 6 o'clock in the evening or whatever, even earlier.
We do the show and then
we forget to post it.
Yeah, that's me.
No, but whatever. It happens.
Things happen.
You get busy.
So busy. So busy. But anyway, keep your ears to the UMFM dial and we will.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted.
We'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
Festival de Voyageurs is going on this week in the city.
Yeah, that's last weekend.
It ends on the weekend. So if you're looking to freeze your Katukas off and
want
to see some great snow sculptures, go for it. I mean, we were talking about this on the weekend. Winter comes and I stay indoors.
We were running between the car and whatever store we were going to.
It was crazy. So kudos to those people who venture out in the cold for Festival. For those of you who aren't aware, it's our winter festival here in Manitoba. We have a strong French community here in Festival de Voyageurs. The Voyageurs, all this history, yada, yada, yada. I should know more about it.
But we don't.
So there's that. I also want to shout out our show sponsor.
Our store sponsor.
At Vintage Vinyl.
Yep.
I was there last Friday.
You were there on Friday,
I was there on Friday picking up some Creepy Black Sabbath for you. And what did I get?
You got me Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
And something else.
Well, I got Exodus.
Yeah, you got Exodus
by Bob Marley. Yeah. And what else did we grab you?
I can't remember.
This is the problem, folks. When we can't remember, what the heck did I get you? Well, you also got like
eight
records this weekend.
Well, I got the Witcher soundtrack came in finally. Lauryn Hill, amazing album.
Yeah, The Miseducation. It's funny. We have this list on our fridge. My mom cut this out for me I don't even know. I should see if there's a date on that paper. I'm going to go check.
Hi, my name is Daniel. I am your co-host for the show.
I'm just wondering if there's a date on this. Oh, there is, from 2001. See, this is my mom. She was good. But she cut this off because it was an article called Beatles Revolver Judged the Best Album in Rock History. And she knows how much I love the Beatles, but at the end of the article was the top 100 albums in rock and roll history. And she's like, oh, this sounds like something he would like. So I've held on to this since 2001. Just, I don't know. I'm weird like that. So when we moved in together, we were like, oh, I have that, that, that. And I was like, oh, we should start marking down what we have. So we knocked off the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
It's like over about 3/4 of it.
We are almost got all these 100 albums. Yeah. We should do a show where we go about these 100 albums.
That would be like a couple of shows, I think.
That would be a year's worth of shows. But anyway, this is a long way of saying vintage vinyl
helps us out
and keeps us poor.
Yeah.
Very, very
thank
poor.
You.
Thank you very vinyl. Much. Got to find out what that album was that we bought. I'm totally bugging me. Well, he's looking. We are finishing up our Lovers Vinyl Challenge on Instagram. So hashtag Lovers Vinyl Challenge. What was it? That's not right. It's none of those.
It's none. I'm sorry, we didn't log it.
You did.
Wow.
Anyway, Lovers Vinyl Challenge on Instagram. I want to thank everybody. If anyone that's doing it listens to the show, big thank you for taking part. We've had a lot of people posting and taking part, and it's been a lot of fun. So, again, we thank you. We'll probably see you again the year after. You didn't log it, did you?
No, I don't think I did.
So we're just going to go play some music. When we say logger, we're talking about Discogs.
Yeah.
We're usually really good at logging our Discogs. Anyway, I'll introduce the song then while you go and search. So I bought Exodus by Bob Marley. I love some Bob Marley. The song that is always covered a lot and it's fantastic is the Redemption song. So that's coming up next here on Punks and Parkas, and we're going to find out what album it was. Stay tuned.
Number two, ourselves can free our mind. Whoa, have no fear for atomic energy, cause none of them are gonna stop off the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say in just a part of it, we got to fulfill the book. Won't you?
Well, I like, why can't we both be right?
Don't matter how much you climb me. It don't matter how much you climb me. patiently for you, and you'll do just what you choose to do. And I will be alone again tonight, my dear. Yeah, I've heard a funny thing somebody said to me. You know that I could be in love with almost everyone. I think that people are the greatest fun. And I will be alone again tonight, my dear.
Little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think. Oh!
Booker T and the MGs.
It was Booker T and the MGs.
Soul Limbo.
Soul Limbo. Yeah, I know you were all on the edge of your seats.
Yes.
Welcome back. Punks and Parkas. Black History Month.
Yep.
Talking about some amazing black artists. This is where I came in.
Yep.
So we got X-Ray Specs there with Oh Bondage Up Yours.
Yep.
One of the early punk bands. Not only a female-led punk band, woman of color, too. Love it. Before that, Love with Arthur Lee. And what is it? Alone Again Or. I can never get that title correct. And then one of my favorites.
Skies Above.
Oh, God, I love that. It's on the Equals. Again, I think five people in that band.
Yep.
Three are black, two are white. Fantastic music. And then you had the Alabama Shakes with Don't Want to Fight.
Yeah.
Taj Mahal.
Ain't That a Lot of Love? And started off with Bob Marley.
Mr. Marley. So we're just about done. I got two tracks. I got another punk track by a group called The Gories. I mentioned them at the beginning of the show that I didn't realize our lead singer was black. Fantastic. I love The Gories. And also this other band that Death is a all-black death metal band from 70s. I believe Minneapolis. They were one of these bands that recorded and never really got anywhere or did anything and then had this huge resurgence. I guess maybe somebody discovered their back. I don't know the whole story, but somebody discovered their back catalog or whatever. And in the like 2000s, it was like, I think there's a documentary about them. I remember seeing parts of it. Looked amazing. So, yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go. So we're going to start this all off with Death.
Keep on knocking.
What a horrible name. Anyway, have a great weekend. Take care.
Yeah, see you guys.